Blog Talk Radio.
Well, 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 we here to start another day. And my tip for today, if that's the case, I don't have tips every day, but the one I have for today is real. You got to be thankful for what you already have. You just don't know how important it is. Do you ever think of how good you have it? I'm talking about in comparison. Otherwise, do you think about how good you have it here versus the motherfuckers in the Ukraine? Well, you ain't even got to go to the Ukraine. What about motherfuckers here that's homeless or hooked on drugs or alcohol or both? I got the blessings of God. I got the blessings of the love of my family. And I got the blessings, believe it or not, the support of all of you guys. So I can say without a doubt, my best years are yet to come. Come on, D, I see your number. You calling me so much, I'm recognizing you now. What's up?
Man, nothing much, man. I hope you're doing good, OG, man. You know I'm just over here, you know, tapping, enjoying your show like always. Nobody can do it like you, man. It's only one Rose Bud, man.
All right, man.
Man.
You know I appreciate you, man. Let me get with this. Hey, you guys. So, my best years are yet to come. Now, I said all that so I can say some more shit. You know that. I got to admit, if I had to keep track on my fingers of the blessings that I've had in my lifetime, I would have run out of fingers by now. Lately, many of you guys, not several, many, been hitting my Cash App, $5, $3. It don't matter to me. I just want support. And if you just don't like giving your money up for nothing, if you think this is nothing, buy a book. Go to my site and buy a book. $9, I think it is. Paul, what's happening?
What's happening, yo?
I got a question
for you.
All
what
right.
What makes you know that you're the best at what you do?
Oh, God, come on, man. Why would you ask me? How can you be the best? Was Michael Jordan the best?
I'm saying he said he was the best.
Was he the best?
No.
So is LeBron the best?
No.
So why would you ask that question, man? Because you're the best as long as you know you're doing the top of what you can do. All LeBron doing is what he can do. All Michael did was what he could do. Kobe, they did what they can do.
Stop.
See, this is what y'all don't understand. None of you guys understand this shit. That's why every nigga with a hoe, if he really about it, think he the baddest. And he can explain to you why he the baddest. But that motherfucker know in his head has to be someone that's doing something better than me. So what I'm saying is, if Michael Jordan was the best, he did all the things he did. When Kobe came, he was the best because he implemented some more shit. LeBron did the same thing. That's why you have so many great players in sports. Because if you single out any one of them, they be showing out at their position. That's why they the professional athlete. They get paid for what they do. So I'm saying, how do you know you the best? Because you know if you ain't supposed to be doing that, you ain't doing it. And if you know you're supposed to be doing that, you are doing it. And you got the rewards of all of that. You got the jewels. You got the cars. You got the house. You got the clothes. You got the recognition. You got everything. Motherfuckers be telling me, nigga, you was the best that ever done it. Man, come on. I know motherfuckers had way more hoes than me, way more money than me. But them niggas had other flaws that I don't have. So to me, I know I was the best. Shit. I ain't make no bitch do shit. And my punishment was you can't be with me, bitch. Go be with some other nigga. Go be with some other nigga that accept that kind of bullshit, because I don't be accepting that shit. Take your money and
hey,
I'll throw it
at. I fucked with that.
Do what?
I fuck with that.
Well, not, now you know, man. That's why you should call in and always ask questions, brother, because I'm going to hit you. That's what's up, man. Now, think about this goddamn shit. Over 45 years in that motherfucking, in the streets, like a motherfucker. 19 years as a goddamn visible square. And in none of them years did I ever have to have gunplay. Of course, I blast them with my double-barreled Uzi, and I spray them with words. But what I'm saying is shit. Never had no gunplay. Never had no, I didn't have violence, but no stab wounds. None of that kind of goddamn shit. I didn't have countless run-in with other motherfuckers about this abadabra. And I'm proud to say none of it ever got physical. Because as long as you fucking with a motherfucker that, you know, that's about this abadabra, you ain't gonna have no problems. Because a nigga fight with words. Period. Unless it gets physical. You know, and the nigga is gonna be physical. 754, I see you. What's up?
What's up, boy? I wanted to say, like, last episode you made, I caught the last, like, 7 minutes. I tried to, I was trying to call in and ask you a question to ask you from, all right, hold on.
Hey, you guys, stop. You guys listen to me and understand me. See, this is the kind of shit that shows a person that don't know you, never talked to you before in your life, what kind of motherfucker you are, man. You need to quit stuttering. You need to figure out what the fuck you want to say and say it. You sound so goddamn weak, it's pathetic. Last goddamn show you wanted to call in, blah, blah, blah. You calling in this show. What the fuck did you want to ask? All
right, so going from this fast life to being a square, did you ever lose your joy? But it's like you answered the question before I got the chance to call
in.
I
always do, man. I always answer questions before a motherfucker ask it. Motherfucker be online, want to ask a question, and hang up because I didn't answer it. But what I'm saying, man, all you guys need to understand some shit. Represent you. Don't be sounding like that, man. I was trying to call. I wanted to call in, and then I wanted to ask. Come on, man. Who in the fuck want to talk to somebody like that? Did you know you sound like that?
Yeah, I know.
You know? How long you been knowing that? See, you embarrassed to say, because what I'm saying, man, what kind of nigga know he sound like you sound and still sound like that? Have you ever thought about getting your shit together?
Yeah, of course, everybody. That's everybody.
That ain't everybody, brother, because it ain't you. Because your black ass ain't trying to get yourself together. You own this video, and if I had it, that's why I don't have it where it's a video all the time, because motherfuckers can see who it is. You be embarrassed yourself. Take advice from me, man. Quit stuttering.
Either way. Even though I stuttered, I still had the strength to call, knowing that how I sound.
Hey, man,
so
what? You get second place. So what? You get second place, motherfucker. You like second, third place? Who gives a fuck about you had the nerve to call? You do have the nerve to call. Hey, if you want to look at that, that is saying something. But don't you have the nerve to want to sound better? Or do you care?
I care, and I don't always sound like that. I don't always stutter, but shit, at the moment that you did, at this moment, shit, I'm
listen
stuttering.
At you.
So.
Listen at you, man. Even though we talking about the shit, you still doing it. Hey, bro, what I'm saying is this is the kind of shit that points out to all of you guys. You need help. You don't be knowing what this shit sound like. You sound like that with bitches, man.
And that's what I'm here for. That's why I'm
bro,
looking to the show.
You, listen to me, man. You not here for that. And if you think you're going to just listen up on some goddamn game, you might can hear something that's going to help you. But it ain't going to do shit for you, really, because it ain't going to be in you. You just hearing shit. That's what on you means. Is it in you or is it on you? Motherfuckers like you just hear shit and think they can repeat it and blah, blah, blah. No, nigga, you talking with a real nigga right now.
I mean, anything you saying is to me, it's something that I already know. It's just a confirmation of it. So therefore, it's in me. And sometimes you just need
brother,
to...
Brother, please.
Sometimes
you
need... Hold on. I didn't finish my point.
Because you full of shit. Then you don't care.
It's not
in you. You can't say it's in you. That's all you doing is saying it. It is in me. Because I want to do it. If it was in your ass, you would have did it, man. You would have done it.
Because of my lack of community.
It's not. You're an excuse-making motherfucker. Fuck you, man. You a chump. 437, what's up with you? 437. What's happening?
Just chilling. I just wanted to ask you a question.
What's that?
Yeah, I just wanted to know. So, is any girl off limits? Like, if you know, if like one of my boys had a girl or whatever, and like you know, I'm spinning game at her, or whatever. Is that am I wrong
why
for doing
would you
that?
Do that man?
Like,
why would you do that?
I'm saying if she's just showing me that she's interested.
Who gives a fuck if one of your boys' bras is interested in you?
Okay. I'll be saying it because they be doing the same shit. That's why I was wondering if, you know.
Bro.
Like, you know, like what you're
doing. What other motherfuckers do don't have nothing to do with you. What other motherfuckers do have to do with them. But I'm saying my boy, I don't know, you might not have heard that last show. Me and Tay went through some shit like this before. You know, the bitch looking for me, but she asked him, did he know me? And he did, and he told the bitch, blah, 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 blah. But what I'm saying is he ended up getting the bitch. So what I'm saying is when the bitch called me and told me she wanted to be with me, I go, what the fuck you getting with Tay for? And the bitch told me what the nigga did. I didn't believe it, and I got mad. But before I said something to that nigga, I had to put it on this game. I'm the one that chose to be a pimp nigga. This shit is legal in the game. Pimp nigga can fuck with your hoe, especially if she giving, you know, she giving him some action. But niggas like you and me right now, we supposed to have more, not respect, but we have supposed to have more nuts than that. If that's your woman and me and you fucking around and the bitch saying something to me, I'm a tell on her. Nigga, you better check that bitch of yours, man. She getting way out of pocket. And if you don't do nothing about it, that's on you. But me as your boy, I didn't tell you, nigga. I didn't fuck with the bitch. But she sure gave me action. And then it's on you what you do about that. You feel me?
I feel you. I feel 100%, man. I appreciate that. I felt like that, too, you know?
All right, now, Paul, I'm coming to you because I know you got a question. I see your hand up. 631, I see you. 701, I see you, too. Just hold on. What's up, Paul?
Yeah, man, I want to tell you first why you the best at what you do. I got a testimonial about SWU, and I do got another question. Now, I think you the best at what I know you the best at what you do is because I done learned from many other people, and they don't teach you what you do is you would teach us not only how to learn so that when we do learn shit, we'll be able to trust ourselves to listen to ourselves.
There you go, baby. You got to trust yourself. You know it. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I've been a graduate. When I graduated SWU about 3-4 years ago.
Something like that.
Man, my granddad was a pimp and a mechanic. Now, that day that I just bought them tools off you the other day, I was about to call your ass back and tell you, damn, bud, my motherfucking truck just went out and I got to get it fixed. But I said, hold up, man, let me see what the fuck. So I went to ask my granddad. He like, Paulie, I ain't never worked on transmissions. You're going to either have to blow a hole in your pocket or blow that motor up and report it stolen. I said, this nigga testing me. Now, you always told me to use my mind. So I went up, long story short, I went up under that motherfucker, man. All I had to do was change the oil pad. Now, I wouldn't have did that. I'm driving this shit, driving better than when I first bought it. I wouldn't have did that if I wasn't around people like you.
Yeah,
you know,
man, because believe it or not, I tell people this all the time. The question you asked, you already got the answer, or else you couldn't ask the question. You already have an idea of what the answer is when you ask the question. But instead of doing what you ended up doing, getting your ass down there, seeing what it is, realizing you can fix it, you know, you did. So what I'm saying is kudos to you, Phil. Shit. 631, bring your ass back, man. That nigga quit. He left. 701, what's up? 701, you there? What's up?
Yeah. I'm here, man. I had to take you off the speaker, man. But listen, though, before Paul, the other caller that called in about his girl talking to his friend, whatever, I just want to touch on that. I just want to say, bro, you don't let a woman come between you and your friend, because in the end, it's not about the woman being there. It's about you and your friend being there. But what you think about that? And I learned that shit from you.
I'm finna say you right, because me and that nigga Tay still dogs. 50
exactly.
Years. 50 years. Now, where is that bitch? You know, wait. You're going to really love this. I got to be honest. This was in the 80s that I'm talking about. Now, listen. Wait. That ain't the joke. Listen to this. That was in the 80s. And I'm saying, you know, a nigga, your friend going to be here way longer than any bitch. And believe it or not, that bitch got with Shantae with about a couple of hundred racks of maybe 3 years ago, and they still together now. That same bitch that he cheated me out of. And me and that nigga, I never even mentioned it to him for about 20 years. And when I did, it was, it was a joke. That nigga say, yeah, but, you know, I did that. But, nigga, I pimped
on her.
That's what he said. Nigga, I pimped on her. I said, man, you a motherfucker, man. Hey, but that's the way it goes, D. Let me get these other callers, though. Wait, D, what?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what'd you say?
I got another question. I just want to know, in your entire life, I just want to know what is some of your biggest regrets, man, if you don't mind answering that.
Come on, man. I don't live in regrets. 256, what's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? Hey, I just wanted to let you know, man, just from viewing on the YouTube and the StreamYard, we can't hear the callers, but we can hear you. Just a heads up.
No, people been telling me that, man, and I've been checking this shit, and you know anything about Blog Talk? Hey, any one of you motherfuckers out there that know something about Blog Talk and possibly could know why my people can't hear the caller, let me know, because I swear I've been trying to do it, you know, and I don't see what to do.
I'm thinking, like, is there any way you could turn the volume up on whatever you're hearing us from?
Man, I'm hearing y'all loud and clear. So I'm saying as far as on here, I mean, let me see. No, all that shit is on and up. So, I mean, that's all I could do, because I ain't no fucking computer guy. But thanks. 760, what's up?
Hey, bud, what's going on?
Nothing. What's happening with you?
Hey, man, I'm a lifelong supporter, dog. I've been calling over the past several months, but I've been listening for years. But I haven't been able to get through.
What's your question? You got something to be talking now. Let's kick it.
No, I don't have a question, man. I'm glad to kick it, though. But I just wanted to express my appreciation, man, because over the years, I'm going to be 100% honest. When I first started listening, it just was kind of entertaining to me. And then over the years, I've re-listened to many shows. Like, I could just randomly pick a show and listen to it and learn from it. And I just know that you're providing a very valuable jewel to everybody, man, all ages, men, female, everything. And I just wanted to express gratitude on behalf of everybody, my guy.
Hey, man, thank you very much. Hey, you guys, he said that I've been doing this a long time. He's been doing it, listening a long time. And even though whatever, as far as he can get, he said he didn't pick up shit. And he's appreciating me, and I appreciate you, bro. And what I'm saying is, this is what I'm talking about. That's a blessing that somebody like you would call in and have this to say. And then somebody else after you might call in and say something very similar. So, man, shit, thank you, bro.
Hey, but I will also say, and, you know, I'm human, right? So as we grow and we're searching for answers information and knowledge.
631, I'm coming to you, man. Don't go nowhere. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. As we search for answers and all this stuff, I'm not saying this is the only avenue I've gone to, but it resonates to me what you say about the other sites and this and that. You're really, bud, like, you may be a great pimp of the past, but you're just a good man trying to spread, you know, the application of how to become a good man. And I've learned a lot from you, man, and you're really just preaching on how to be a good person, how to live life. And I feel like if people are missing that, then they're missing the big picture. They're allowing labels to interfere with the message.
Come on, bro. You're taking up my man time. He didn't call back. I got to get 631. Thank you, though.
All right, man.
I appreciate all those accolades, man. You know, you actually touched on everything that I think I'm trying to do.
All right, much.
631, what's going on? I'm sorry about all that time.
It's all good, man. Hey, bud, the first thing I wanted to say was on the YouTube end, we can't hear your caller talking. We can hear you talking, but we can't hear your caller talking.
All right, that's what me and this brother just got through talking about. Now, if any of you guys know what could possibly be wrong, get at me, because I done tried everything that I knew to try. I don't even see how I can turn up the caller's volume. That's got to be what it is. The caller's volume is down, but I don't see how I can do it. But I'm going to keep fucking with it even after this, man. So, you know, I'm going to get it.
Okay, no problem. The second thing I wanted to say was, man, I realized that over the years, too, because I've been listening for years, too, that, you know, you got different theory in your own shit, you know what I'm saying, that works, that's different than anybody else's shit, shit that you done did and you done learned and you done perfected. And you put it out and the shit works, and you got to try it in order to feel it and know that it does work. But you also got your own special shit, is what I want the people to know. It ain't just, you know, it's because of shit you done been through, shit you done seen, and shit you done, you know, and shit you done tried. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I don't ask nobody to do something that I don't do. I do everything that I say as far as what I be telling you. And that's probably why it resonates, because I ain't lying. It's just some real shit. And if a motherfucker real enough to try it, he going to see. But thank you, bro. Hey, all you guys are missing some valuable ass shit. These brothers have been, although I guess I'm saying it's so valuable because they're giving me compliments, but it ain't really that. It's just that what they saying is true. And you know what, though, you guys, I ain't saying don't listen to Blog Talk, but I be, you know, going on StreamYard, too. So you can see me on StreamYard. I just can't see you. You can see and hear me on StreamYard. But on StreamYard, most of them motherfuckers are scary, and they just want to be in the chat room. you guys be wanting to kick it with a motherfucker. 839, what's up with you?
Yo, what's good with it?
Nothing was happening.
All this goddamn accolades you getting, man, I had to tell you wrong, too, at the same time.
What?
You wrong.
What I'm wrong about?
You wrong about what you said without saying. I'm a goddamn, you know.
Wait. If you want to say something, don't have me guessing. I don't know what you think I
said. I ain't
going to
have you.
Okay,
I was going to tell you. You wrong about, you know what I'm saying, how you treated that man Sin to me.
What man Sin?
The Sin the P, man. Sin for the P.
Sin for the P? Somebody told me he was dead.
He is dead. That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I fuck with you, man. I fuck with you.
I don't care if you fuck
with
me, man. What are you talking about? I ain't said nothing about sinful in about 5 or 6 years.
You talking about only the real OGs going in 2023?
Only the real, man, if you want to be you sound like a punk.
Nah, man, I told you what the fuck
you
told me.
You sound like a motherfucking punk. And if you was with me, near me, I'd probably slap you, nigga, because you lying on me. I don't take that kind of goddamn shit. And if you can't say what you saying without being a pussy, then get off my line, you
nigga,
punk
I'm
ass.
Saying the shit without saying it just like you said it, nigga.
Man, please, you get your punk ass off my line. 716, come on, I started to call you Phil again. Come on, Paul.
Yeah, yeah, man, them motherfuckers done made me forget what I'm supposed to say. But my question is, you were saying, can you talk more about the difference between the human mind and the computer, how the human mind had got all this shit, but computer could just calculate?
Check this out. Listen,
what
let me tell you
about
what
I'm about to say to you, man.
When the computer was invented, it wasn't invented because somebody thought to invent this computer. Scientists was trying to measure how much humans use of their brain. And if you are a regularly intelligent person, you use 10% of your brain. And you're like really intelligent if you use 10%. Einstein and geniuses, they use 13% or sometimes 14%. And they was the scientists was wondering why. Why the hell are we only using 10%? What could we do if we used more percentage of our brain? So they start studying why we only use 10%. They start realizing that when we think we want to cross the street, we think of all kinds of goddamn shit that could happen to keep us from successfully crossing the street. Now, we might do that in 1 second, but we didn't thought of a whole bunch of shit that we didn't went through in our life. Then we proceed. Then the scientists start saying, I wonder what would happen if we took all the shit they think about and just have them go from point A to point B with no thoughts in between. That's why the computers use ones and zeros. That's going, it doesn't have anything in between to keep it from getting that answer as quickly as you're trying to get it. So the difference between the computer and the brain is the computer don't have no life. The computer can't think of what it did yesterday. You can recall what it did yesterday because it has memory. But you know what you did yesterday. Plus, you remember it 3 weeks from now. That's why the computer is faster. It has no feelings, no emotion. It just goes from, it just gets you the answer. What's 2 plus 2? We know it's 4. But the computer will tell you about if you're counting base 3, 2 plus 2 is 11. Or maybe even 12. Why? because in base three, you don't have any threes. If you don't know about bases in math, you ain't going to know the answer to some shit. In base three, you count 1, 2, 10, 11, 12, 20, 21, 22, 30, 31, 32, 40. No, no, 100. After 32, you go to 100 because there's no fours. There's no other numbers. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So in base, if I said, what's 4 plus 4 in base 3? Even after I explained all that, you would have to think of it. Think of what you would have to recall it. Whereas you ask that computer, what's 3 plus 3? I mean, whatever I said in base 3.
It's going to pop right up.
It's coming right up because it ain't got nothing to think about but what you said. And it got all those answers, so it recalls it. The point is the reason I seem to be so goddamn sharp is I ain't letting shit come in front of what the fuck I'm thinking. And all the bullshit, even if you asked me some yesterday, I ain't going to try to remember what the fuck I said yesterday because I didn't tell you no lie yesterday. So whatever come out my mouth will be the truth. That's why I can tell you right now, bam. I don't give a fuck if it's wrong. You ask me who was the 28th president of the United States. I don't fucking know, but I sure will answer really fast because I ain't scared to be wrong. I'm not scared to be wrong. And don't tell me you ain't never caught the computer being wrong.
That's what's up.
I'm just saying, bro, everything is relevant. And we
got
to
know. Yo, you got a direct connect box?
Direct connect, yeah. That's what I'm using.
I'm going to send you this information, email it to you. That might help. So, we could hear the callers on Blog Talk when we call in. That might help people call in more. We could hear everybody on call in. It's just the YouTube. We can only hear you.
Oh, just the YouTube. So my problem might be on YouTube, huh?
Possibly.
Because I'm thinking it's on Blog Talk. I never really fucked with YouTube. All right, man, send me the shit.
All right,
be cool. Hey, now, you guys, I got something else to say. Long as you dealing with a man who respects himself and what you guys claim to be doing, and in my case, we as pimping, long as this motherfucker respects the etiquette that pimps have, you ain't going to have no problems with this dude. He ain't having none with me because there's order. There was order in that abadabba. It was just order. And I stayed down for being proper. But that order is gone these days. I know everybody know be good to the game and the game will be good to you. I know it's been hella good to me. God has blessed me to see another beautiful year. And I'm so goddamn appreciative for living. My life has had many more ups than downs. And for that, I'm thankful too. I'm saying I can think of so many things I'm thankful for. And I'm really, I got another call. I'm sorry. 404, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, bud? It's Earl.
I know, Earl. What's happening?
I want to ask you about that base three math you just talked about earlier.
Okay.
Have you ever had to use that in life?
You use that in different formulas. The base three is like the is not like the metric system, but the metric system, an inch and 1 meter, they're different. Or what is that, an inch? Well, whatever the thing is in metrics, they're different lengths. So sometimes, wherever you at, you got to use whatever system they're using. But most of the world, only mathematicians use different bases. They use it to solve different problems when they come up with different theories or theorems. As to be able to point it out, excuse me, to be able to point it out where they use it And what would make them use it, I can't really do that. I'm not really saying all that. I'm saying what I know about math, which is every base. Why do we count in base 10? Because we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then it goes to 10. That's when the 1 comes. When you get to 20, it's the 2 and the 0. Same all the way up to 100. But if you think about it, you got 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 110, 120, all the way up to 1,000. Because that's base 10. And every time you get 10, you're gonna go to the next number that with the, instead of having one digit, you'll have two. Instead of having two, you'll have three. Instead of having three, you'll have four. That's 10, 100, 1,000. And, you know, and so on. Do that make sense to you?
Yeah, it actually taught me way more than I expected to get, because I was thinking some of this stuff they teach in college really just a distraction as to why they charge so much.
In college, what they do is take you further than the surface. The average person only learns surfacely what base 3 is. That's when you don't get, you know, 3 in your numbers or whatever. But to count in it, to add in it, and do all that shit, that's way more difficult. So to me, once you realize what they're saying, any base is easy to count and add in. Every time, whatever base is base 8, you get the 7, then it's 10. You get to 60, wait a minute. Yeah, you get to 67, and then it's 100. Then you so on and so forth, bro, doing 8. That's all I'm saying. I don't have all the numbers right in my head, but I could figure them out very quickly. 8, 16, and then 24. All of those numbers, you would change at them. So check it out. If you did get it, cool. I cut you off, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. What you went to school for? You got your master's in. Was that for a job, or was that for the teaching SWU?
Well, it initially was for me to become a teacher. I was gonna teach, you know, elementary school, third grade, but the motherfuckers wouldn't let me get my teaching credential because of some shit I had did 30 years ago. And from that, I went to SWU because I wasn't spending all that money and not use my goddamn degrees.
Yeah, I'll probably call you later. I need to find out what all I need to go to school for to become a teacher so I can start my own school, too.
All right, man, get at me. 404-360, what's going on?
Hey, what's good, Rose?
I'm good, brother.
Man, it's good to see you alive, man.
Come on, man. What's your question, bro? It's good to see me alive. What's your question, bro?
I appreciate you, man. Nah, I just wanted to check in with you, man. I ain't see you in a minute, so.
Okay, man. Appreciate the good looking out.
Okay, then.
All right. See, let's keep going. I learned a lot, but what sticks out most, especially in my later years, is that old saying, and it's true. If you give, you're going to receive back tenfold. And I have. I really have. I have thousands of friends, but one brother, I mean, that wished me this past happy birthday and shit. One brother, he didn't wish me happy birthday. And he wished me a happy new year. And I thought about it because he had a little spiel about it. And I agree with him. Each one of us have a new year. And we should see our birthdays as a holiday. And we should celebrate it as if it's a national holiday because it is a national holiday for you. But people put their birthdays on the back burner because of whatever life thing. I can't afford to be off, blah, blah, blah. Shit. Man, that ain't true. You can afford to do whatever you really think you want to do. Unless you're going to get fired and lose your job, then I don't see that. I know I spend a week celebrating my birthday, but, you know, I'm retired. I spend a lot of shit, and it ain't being wasted, I see. I hear you guys, you know, say you getting it, but I'm really with the ones who show they getting it. Now, I ain't mad at you because you say you getting it, but I'm saying people with that it's in me shit, but what they're doing is showing it's not in them, but they want to keep saying it's in them. Why? Because they just want to. It's not in you because you want to say it. It's in you by you representing what it is when you speak, when you do whatever you do. You represent it's in you. When you got to explain shit that you saying because you scared to talk, man, how it's going to be in you? What I'm saying is I'm overjoyed with the goddamn show of appreciation I'm receiving. And it seemed like today was one of them days. I done got a lot of appreciation. For the rest of the day, I'm probably just going to savor a beautiful and event-filled past year. I'm just going to look forward to a more profitable year to come. The world is round, is becoming flat. I don't know if you know what that means. It means technology is advancing us to where we can reach out to each other with the greatest of ease through Twitter, Facebook, or whatever. But let us not forget or forsake the value in personal interaction. Don't forget the value in your being able to say what you want or what's your desire. And having what you say understood. You guys kill me. Especially that dude was talking about sinful. I haven't said shit about sinful in about 5 or 6 years. We had problems with each other at one point. But this nigga bringing up some shit. Oh, I'm wrong. Like, I'm talking about sinful every day now. None of you motherfuckers heard me say shit about sinful. You can go back to my videos and look at all of them. That nigga was so full of shit, it's pathetic. Or he just got out of some hole he was in for 6 years, and he listened to some shit from 6 years ago and telling me I'm wrong about that. I wasn't wrong about that. Whatever I said, I meant it. And goddamn it, that nigga ended up having all kind of fucking kids, all kind of bullshit problems. I didn't say that shit because I wanted him to have problems. I was talking about that nigga's approach to this game. And, of course, all of his minions fucking start calling in, fucking with me, trying to interrupt my... They turned me in. Them motherfuckers turned me in. Turned me into YouTube that I was threatening them or whatever they call it. Not bullying. They call it cyberbullying. That I was cyberbullying them. And they kicked me off. They kicked me off YouTube for a while. Come on, man. Why? Who would go that far? Because I said that nigga was a punk. Man, if the nigga can't be called a punk, he is a punk. I'm just saying, shit. That nigga never said nothing to me. So whoever you were, you caller 631, you motherfucker, don't you call me with none of that punk-ass shit again. Now, my point is that you guys have grown to understand or underestimate the importance of being able to see some motherfucking body that you're talking to. In other words, don't forget the human qualities that you guys are leaving behind. And you can hear when people talk on the phone, but my phone ain't working, so you can't really hear shit. But you would hear these motherfuckers if you would just hear them, goddammit. I can't stand to talk to a motherfucker and they, man, I'm going to correct you every goddamn time. I don't give a fuck how you feel. You don't hear me saying stuttering. So what I'm saying, I do every day. I got plenty of shit to say, and I ain't stuttering about none of it. Ever. Why? Because I be thinking. I talk shit, but I be thinking. You motherfuckers don't know how to do that. You got to either talk shit or think. I ain't like that. I talk shit and think at the same time. It's like only one thing a 70-year-old motherfucker can tell a 20-something-year-old motherfucker. There's only one thing you can tell him that's important, and that's how to get to 70. I get fulfillment every time I realize I'm delivering right-on-time information. I'm delivering this information to a group of young men who are looking to find their goddamn way in this big-ass maze of a life that we live. Shit. I look back at my wonderful life and know my daughter and my friends will benefit from the wealth of knowledge I gained. I'm rich beyond my goddamn imagination, but still, I could use a little more. I could use a little more support. You know, I'll be seeing these videos where whoever talking to a gang of motherfuckers, he got a little thing, little meter up in the corner, and it just be, I say, man, that nigga got support. Them motherfuckers, some of them be talking to bitches about bitch shit, which is cool. I ain't mad at them. It's just that I want my shit supported like that. I really and truly want to thank all you motherfuckers, you know, especially my diehard daughter. My daughter will not allow me to settle for less than what I want from my life. She always checking me with shit I told her. Ever since I made it to be a real fucking man in whatever field I fucking go into, I have never had a conversation or debate with a tougher person than my fucking daughter. I haven't had a conversation or debate with anybody, and what I won or lost, and that person has never left with less respect for me than they came with. Most times they had more respect. I'm a firm believer that there is at least 40 or 50 ways to handle any one situation. And I know them all. To be 60 plus in today's world is not like it was when I was a kid. A 60-year-old motherfucker when I was a kid acted 60, which back then was like one step out the graveyard. Today, you know, a 60-year-old, well, look at me, I'm 70. Man, shit. The 60-year-old motherfucker today got quite a bit he or she can rely on to fucking navigate the rest of their life successfully. You know something? I used to not know how to not care about something. I had to fucking learn. You know, when I tell a motherfucker I don't care, but I think about it after I said that. Shit. if you act out in any regards about something you don't care about, you don't know what you care about, because you show an extreme care about whatever the fuck you talking about you don't care about, or you would say you don't care about it and be done with it. If you're thinking about it, man, whatever, you don't know what you're certain about. Over the years, I've learned that the only one who is supposed to know your feelings is yourself. Of course, I have jewels to drop because of my dedication to represent this abadabba to the fullest. But more than anything, more than that, I know who my inspectors are. You motherfuckers could recognize some shit from sugar. And if I didn't come proper and be on point, I would get roasted like this fool tried to tell me that I was talking. That really is bothering me. If I want to keep your respect, I better make sure I know and show you all 150 ways to walk a straight line. Straighten the prosperity in your field of endeavor. I'm telling you, nobody's supposed to know what you like or dislike. Some of these things are obvious, and by no means am I saying or suggesting for you to hide your feelings. But you're not supposed to expose them to just anybody. Your true feelings could only be exposed to somebody you believe is that close with you. Not a bitch. I'm talking about your partner. Another thing I had to relearn is patience is a virtue. I used to wonder why older motherfuckers didn't have a problem waiting in lines or in offices. And now I know. Most times when you're 70, you ain't got shit pressing you to do that you got to do after whatever you waiting on. So what the fuck is the rush? Well, let me tell you something. I wish I would wait in the line. If I'm grocery shopping and I'm standing in the line and it's taking too long, I'm leaving that shit there. Man, I ain't got no patience. But I have had to relearn patience since I don't have it. That's what I need to work on. I need to work on it. But the absolute best thing about being 70, in my case, is I have the majority of my wits about me and the pleasure of having 75% of my friends, whom I've known over 50 years, still living and healthy. I'm among the most blessed men in the world. The fact you guys keep blessing me with all the good wishes is really important to me. I know you think I don't care about shit, but I'm happy to be here, sane and healthy. All you niggas are way cool to me. I'm saying thanks for always watching my goddamn videos. I don't give a fuck if you be scared to talk, when you do talk, whatever. I'm just happy about, looking at what I'm thankful for. And I got another thanks for you motherfuckers. Thanks for looking into the goddamn mirror and seeing yourself for one of the first times in many years. Let me tell you one thing. Don't think because you feel when you get my age. Not even my age. Probably I was feeling like this 20 years ago and didn't know it. But when you get my age, don't think because you think or you feel 17. Your body will let you believe you're 17. I decided to change my picture around. But instead of hiring me, because I was some youngster living around here, I could have hired him. Instead of hiring him up to do the shit, I thought, shit, it's only a mattress and shit. I can move that shit. Excuse me. I did do it successfully. But my body didn't tell me how it was going to feel after doing it. I heard in places I have forgotten I even had. I'm telling you, my back, my legs, my neck, my arms, even my feet was hurting. I guess it's a lesson learned the hard way. And my mother used to always say, you better learn to act your age, boy. I believe that message is well understood now. See, you know, you spend your life chasing dreams. 424, what's up?
What's up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Oh, what's up, man? Oh, I talk to girls at work sometimes and shit. I try to, like, get non-sexual touch in and compliments to a point where sometimes, like, the girls, like, kind of started touching my shirt, like a red velvet shirt I had. Kind of.
Dude, what is your question?
Basically, what do I do if she has a boyfriend, which happens most of the time, I feel like. She tells me, like,
hey,
I got a boyfriend.
Bro, make sure you listen to this. Because your answer is in how you sound. You sound very uncertain. You sound scary as fuck. And you're pointing out shit that bitches do, and it turns you on or made you think you got something going. She touched my shirt. So what?
Oh, no, I don't mean...
What did you do? What?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, I don't know if that's, like, an indicator of interest, or I'm not saying, like, I'm no big shot or nothing.
Somebody asking some shit like that need help. So, now, let me say this to you. I don't know you, do I?
No.
I can tell, man, you haven't ever had a girlfriend in your life.
No, I haven't, I swear. I've had a girl.
A real girlfriend. You didn't have one.
Well, she wasn't my girlfriend, but I was hitting it, and...
So stop. I didn't say what she was doing. I said, you ain't never had a real girlfriend in your life. And you want to start lying. That's what's wrong with you.
No,
you a liar.
Hey,
can you be quiet? You a liar. Okay. You lie to yourself. You know goddamn well you ain't had no girlfriend. And you're going to tell me a lie. And that's why the fuck you have problems, because you can't believe nothing you're saying. So you come off as a chump. You're saying something to a bitch, and whatever you're saying, you're just making it up to see if you can get whatever you can get, and then the bitch touched your shirt. Didn't you forget what you had to say next when she touched your shirt?
No, because I was taking orders.
No, you
so,
didn't.
I mean...
Come on, man. I wasn't there, so I got to believe you. But I don't believe you, but I wasn't there, so, you know, maybe I should believe you. But I don't believe that shit, man. I can hear in your voice. You don't know how to talk
to
no bitch.
I sent you a video, bro, of me smashing. Like, I smashed before. I'm not, like, a virgin, but.
Wait, did you guys hear what he said? I can send you a video of me smashing. So you be filming that shit? Dude, you a porn freak. I ain't mad at you, though, bro. Do what you like to do. Be you. It's cool. 209, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, bud? It's D-Life.
What's happening?
Hey, I got a question for you. Okay, I'm satisfied. I'm truly satisfied with everything I got. But even though it's a lot, it just seems like it's regular to me. I don't get excited and shit.
Well, first and foremost, you're making the biggest mistake a motherfucker can make, just having something, and that's being satisfied. You can't be satisfied, because whatever plateau you get to, you're going to try to go higher. It doesn't matter how high is high, but I'm saying you can't be satisfied with being where you at. Even though you got whatever the fuck you got, how long is it going to be impressive? It's going to be whatever it is, as long as you got it, but it ain't going to impress you after the second or third time you come in the house and see it. You expect it. That's why you're not supposed to be satisfied. Because when you get satisfied, you just be stagnant. And what you don't want, or what you're trying to get stay away from, is becoming stagnant. Right or wrong?
You're right. I'm 56, right? And at the age of 56, I just feel, like you say, I'm stagnant. I'm comfortable, but it's just like, man, I need a change, man. This shit is like, I need to get it more excited or something. I don't know. Like you said, not getting comfortable. I didn't got comfortable, man. I'm satisfied.
Well, the thing is, man, you got to get some goals. I don't know what's under your life, but shit, bring your ass to Sidewalk University. We'll discover some shit, brother. And not only will we discover it, your ass will be utilizing it the day we talk about it. Because the Sidewalk University. Huh?
Say I'm not computer literate. Say I'm not computer literate.
You ain't got to be computer literate. See, listen, people just kill me with this. Something they want, they mention it and start talking about it. And then when it gets serious about what they want, they start thinking about how come they can't do it. In every occasion. Well, I got to do this. Oh, I work at night. Oh, I don't know if I'll be able to be on the computer. Man, fuck you then. If you don't want to learn, if you don't know how to turn your phone on and get to Zoom and be on the conference call, then you don't need to be in the group because some niggas too slow. You might be one of them. I don't know. Are you too slow to learn how to turn the computer on? Do you have a computer?
No, I ain't got a computer. I got a phone, though.
Do you know how to use it?
I've been on a conference call, though, before with my HOA. I've been on a conference call before, though.
Homeowners Association. I'm talking about business, brother. You might have to call into...
I've only used it once or twice with my... Had to get on a Zoom because I had a problem with my HOA, so I had to Zoom in. So I had to get on. But see, I'm computer literate enough that you get on my phone and get on a Zoom call with you. I am literate enough to do that.
Well, get with me, man, and sign up so you can have something to talk about, goddammit.
But check this out. On my phone, I tried to log in to you because you told me to call in. You was going to shoot me one of your tools, right? And I tried to get on, and for some reason, it didn't connect me. I just could not get connected.
Hey, check this out, brother. You know why I don't give a fuck about that? Because you own now. You own now, so whatever the fuck you was doing then probably made you not be able to get on. But that didn't mean you were supposed to wait all this goddamn time to get on. I ain't remembering none of that shit you talking about.
All right. It's all good.
Right on. 858, what's up?
Hey, what up, bud?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man, so I got your off-campus course, right? You were signing a while ago?
What's up?
And I had a little question about it because, man, you said that you have to make a card, and then you say something like, I like to read. What else do you detail
stop. Don't be saying what's going on in the doggone course. Ask your question about what you need to ask it about, but don't be saying what to do because you're telling motherfuckers what to do, and these motherfuckers ain't paid for the course. So what is your question?
Okay. What do you detail on a card? What are you
trying
to tell you?
Listen. You know what a business card is, don't you?
Yes.
What would you put on your business card?
I like to read.
As a business?
My name and business, right?
Bro, what I'm saying is a card is a card. And the card that I'm talking about is a catch card. That's what I call it. And you put basic information on it. Nothing about where you work and nothing about your job. So what would you put on that card? Think about that, and then that's what you do.
Hello, nice to meet you. My name.
Bro, you need to sign up for Sidewalk University. There's some things, you know, no matter how well I speak, no matter how much I can explain what I'm saying, some things you got, you ain't gonna get it. And you ain't gonna get shit until you learn how to think, because you thinking, you know, kind of really off. You there? Okay, he ain't there. 914, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, OG. How's it going?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
I'm doing all right. So basically, I just want to know, like, why do you think it is that I'm able to identify problems but not become the solution to these problems?
Because you scary? Bro, if you could think of it, you could do it. And if you don't do it, it's because you scary. Why are you quiet?
Oh, no, I'm just listening,
hey, bro,
trying to process the information.
Check this out, bro. You can't call in and somebody give you courage. You can't call in. You can call in and find out you need some courage. But then you got to go out and get it. Can't nobody tell you what you need and all that kind of goddamn shit, because I ain't with you every second. I don't know you like that. I can tell you what I told you. You figure out solutions. I mean, you can identify the problems, but you don't be the solutions. And that's because you short thinking. You don't think critically, and you don't think critically because you be running from what you're thinking. Or else you would dissect it, and in the process of dissecting it, you would come up with the solution. In most cases, dissecting it is the solution. But, you know, if you got some kind of problem and you don't want to identify it, how can you solve it? And check this out. If it's identified and you don't accept it, how can you solve it? I hate to say this, but all you guys will recall, I have told you I don't have to scream at a motherfucker to shut him up. All I got to do is tell the truth. All I got to do is tell the motherfucker the truth and ask him something about that truth in silence. Because the truth will shut your goddamn ass up, make you think about some shit before you open your mouth. And that's why I'm like I am. I don't care that you're scared. You're going to be scared if that's the case. Be scary if that's what you want to be. I can't make you grow some nuts. The only thing I could do is tell you, if you identify a problem and don't figure out the solution or a solution, you got to check yourself. Now think about this. You know, you spend a lot of your life chasing dreams. And at most, or at the most, I mean, you can say you almost captured a couple of them. Not many people get the chance to go as far as their dream projects. I've done a lot, but to be totally honest, there's a lot more I can do. I ain't done all the things that I intend to do. Yeah, I've done a lot in that abba-dabba, but I didn't do all I could do in that abba-dabba either. I'm determined to do all I can do in this phase of my life. There's no percentage except 100%. I cannot see any other percentage. Nothing else will suffice for me because I ain't hearing it. After all, that's what I'm after. I'm after it all. And guess what? I'm going to get it too. Sidewalk University is promoting my agenda, and it's showing I need to keep full steam ahead. Hope you get what you want out of your life. I told y'all before, I broadcast what I intend to do so it can force me to not let any of you motherfuckers down. Now that it's out there, I got to stand up to that goddamn $650 registration fee. Not changing. I ain't scared of what could be. Shit, $1,500 is way better than $650. But you might get whatever in $1,500, and you might get twice that in $650. Who knows? I ain't caring. All I'm caring about is that I know I'm getting older, but I don't feel any older. And I know I'm wiser, but I don't really feel any wiser. So I guess growing old gracefully ain't so bad after motherfucking all. I keep telling you, I am blessed with friends all over the country and friends right at home too. I've known and appreciated these people all these fucking years. And in the past 10 years, I've, you know, got some Facebook friends. And it's as if they really know me. And I really know them. I just want to say to all you motherfuckers, you make this phase of my life very memorable. I keep saying it. I am truly blessed. You can't fool me just as I can't fool you. The older I get, it seems, the more I treasure your acknowledgement of my contributions. You know, I was a taker in my life, but studying psychology, I learned there's a phase in life, especially if you was on the success side of being a criminal, there's going to come a time or a phase in your life called generativity. That's a phase when you, you know, want to give back. I've been in the generativity phase for quite a while, but it wasn't genuine. I was really doing it to make money initially. And I made hell of money. But what I'm saying is, yes, I still need to make money. But you see, I didn't slash my shit. Because it ain't about the money. It's about reaching. I want to reach way more people. I'm helping a lot of dudes. And if I had a bigger audience, I fucking could help many more dudes. So I want to get back to who or what helped allow me to flourish. And for me, that's y'all. I truly appreciate all the goddamn well wishes. Let me see. Okay. My daughter and I started cooking dinner last night. And I thought about it and chuckled. I haven't, you know, cooked. We ain't been home at the same time in a long fucking time. So after we cooked, we sat down, gave thanks for what we've been, you know, blessed to eat, and chowed down. And as I was eating, I realized, goddamn, this is the first time we had a real sit-down dinner alone since she was about 18 or 19. And I'm telling you, it was nice. I fucking enjoyed it. Hey, 914, did you come back? Because I thought you had came back, but you're gone now. So it's cool if you're gone. Just, you know, I don't need to be y'all hanging on that. But anyway, it was just really nice. See, something like that, small, insignificant, this is just a blessing to see my work with my daughter manifest. And to get the appreciation that I'm getting. And I will figure out how to put a little donate sign up there while the show going. So your ass can put that $2 or whatever on there and tell me it's cool. But I'm going to keep doing shit until I don't have any gas left. And I know you ask, when will that be, you shit-talking motherfucker? Sometimes I wonder what I've gotten myself into. All I expect is satisfied customers. These fraudulent dudes trying to show you how to be a man, they need to check themselves. Being a man to them is about handling bitches. Being a man to SWU is about how you deal with everyday life events. When fake gurus can't take their points the fact about being a man and relating to anything but how to handle a woman. What I teach does not change. If you're looking for a job and get the interview, what SWU teaches make you use the same things you use saying to a bitch to snag that job. What I'm saying is what SWU teach is the same thing you use to submit a bid for a multi-phase construction job because you're a contractor and you know how to speak contracts. At the same time, you know how to connect with people. SWU teach you real shit, not what's popular. So let me expound on what I mean. I'm not talking about a fad. If you pay attention to the gurus topic, you'll know that they all talk about what's popular or what's trending. I use my exact same principles on catching women as I do in my everyday life. I don't change the way I think for the occasion or the topic. So here's the deal. If you want something to support, go to paypal.com and select the send money tab and send that damn $650 for the April semester to askrosebud@gmail.com. Once I get the shit, I'll register you and supply all the material you're going to need for the coming semester. Jump on this offer while it's hot now. It's going to be hot damn near forever. As long as people are excited about coming there, you're going to get the entire male confidence course, and you're going to be enrolled at Sidewalk University for $650. You'll be supporting the efforts, you know, that I make to bring manliness back. And the new semester begins every 3 months. April is the next one. I think July. Yeah, July would be the one after that, then October. So if you want to know what I'm asked about the most when it comes to confidence, I'm asked, how did I develop mine to such an extent? And the answer is, you probably ain't going to believe it, but the answer is I failed more times at more things than I care to admit. Failure is what made me so confident. When I wanted to learn to shoot pool, I struck out for many, many months. And finally it dawned on me to ask Mr. Fuller, you know, the owner of the pool hall, to teach me how to shoot, and my quest to become a shark began. At first, I didn't think it was possible to ever win a game with six balls against Mr. Fuller. He told me, you'll never win, boy, but you might beat me a game or two when you get good. It took me a year and a half to get good. But finally, I won a goddamn game. I had run the motherfucking table, and he said, son, I hope you learned the lesson. I said, what's that, Mr. Fuller? He said, the only sure way to win is to shoot out like you just did. Now, I had run the table for the first time in my life. And a light came on in my head. You can only win if you are confident in your ability. After that, my confidence was 100 times better. Same thing I experienced when I turned down, and it took me almost 2 years to catch a second hole. I kept shooting my shots at every woman I saw until one day I caught one. And after catching her, I realized I wasn't doing a damn thing wrong, because I was wondering every night I went home, what the fuck am I doing wrong? I'm doing something wrong. That was on my mind. And what I had to realize is you could be doing everything right, but if you're talking to the wrong person, it ain't going to do no good. So I just hadn't run into the right woman. Soon, I was in control of my fear of not, you know, being qualified. Let me not answer this. Rome, Italy. Hold on. Hello? Yeah, who is this? This K? K, what, man, I'm doing a video, man. Why you ain't been in class? But why are you calling me on this phone? Why don't you do it on this? No, man. You call in 319-527-60. Oh, no. I gave you the wrong one. 845-277-9263. That's not working? Man, it got to be working. That's a call-in number. Okay, man, look, I got people listening. I can't talk to you right now. You got to call back. Man. Anyway, once I got control of the fear of not being able to do what was needed in any area of life, once I got control of that, nothing could keep me down. What in the hell is important enough to keep me from my obligation to you? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Now, just support me, fellas. If you want to support me by getting with SWU, fine. If you want to support me by buying a book, most of them $8.99, I think one of them $12.99. They're ebooks. Go to rosebudtheauthor.com, and you can choose, you know, any of that shit is helping me. Donations, buying any product, any of it is helping me. But if you see all my new tools are half as much as the older tools, why? Because of what I said, I want to make money, but I'm not all about the money. I've been making money, and I'm sharing the wealth with you, goddammit. And if you don't like that, fuck you. No, not fuck you. If you don't like that, I'm going to figure out something else. You guys be cool. I'm gone.